Thank you, God, for this is the day that you have made, Father, and we are rejoicing and we're glad in it, God. We're giving you glory this morning, Father, for all things and for everything, God. We honor you this morning, Most High God, thanking you for life, health, and strength even at this time, God. We're honoring you this morning, God, because you are God and besides you, there is no other. We're asking you, O Father, to move through this service this morning, O God. Move through the word this morning, O God. Move through the land this morning, O God. Move through our homes and families this morning, O God. We're honoring you, God, this morning. We're giving all glory and praise to you, God. And we thank you, Lord, that you saw fit to allow us to see yet another day. We honor you right now. We give you glory right now. We give you praise right now, God. And we say amen, amen, and amen. Good morning to the Father. Good morning to the Son. Good morning to the blessed Holy Spirit this morning. Good morning, people of God, people of the Most High God. Good morning, people who love to praise the Lord. I will praise the Lord while he may yet be found. People who love to honor God, I will honor God in my ups and in my downs. Those who love to worship God, worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness this morning. For God is great this morning, and God is greatly to be praised this morning. I know somebody's excited about the election outcome, but this morning we're giving God glory. We're giving God honor. We're giving God praise this morning. And we're saying hallelujah to the Most High God, for he is God, and above him there is no other. Oh, somebody praise God with me this morning. All the yelling and screaming that you did on yesterday, I want you to magnify that thing about 5 or 6 times and give God some glory this morning. Somebody, if you're out there, put in glory. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, I thank you this morning. I give you honor, Father. I give you honor, Son. I give you honor, Holy Spirit, for it is the Trinity that has kept us. It is the Trinity that has not left us. It is the Trinity that covers us, guides us, leads us, and lives in us. In the name of Jesus, we honor God this morning. Amen. Amen. This morning, thank you. Oh, God, I thank you this morning. I thank you, Lord. Glory, glory. Hallelujah. God wants us to just be still this morning and remember that he's God. Be still and know he's God. Be still and know he's God. But understand that prayer leads the way. Be still and know. Be still and know. And understand that prayer leads the way. Thank you, God. Thank you, Jesus. Yes. God is the author and finisher of our very faith. Amen. Thank you, God. Be still and know. Prayer leads the way. Be still and know. Prayer leads the way. Thank you, God. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Our hearts humbled this morning. Our hands clasped this morning. We should have our knees bowed this morning, even in the spirit right now. We understand that prayer led us into this election. Amen. We're going to go ahead and talk about it through the process and into this victory. Amen. But don't leave prayer alone now. Amen. Don't leave prayer alone now. Keep it forefront. Keep it coming. Keep it moving. Amen. Keep prayer alive. Somebody one time said, keep hope alive. This morning, we're going to tell you, keep prayer alive. Be still and know. Prayer is what's leading the way. Prayer is leading the way. Amen. Prayer is not done. Amen. Prayer has not ceased. Amen. The word says pray without ceasing. In season and out of season. Amen. See, we came into this season now. We got to continue to pray in this season. Amen. That God will remain, oh God, on our side. That God will continue, oh God, to do that work that he has begun. Because he has begun a good work and you will perform it until the day of Jesus Christ. We got to trust the process this morning.
Yes.
The process of prayer this morning. Yes. We've got to trust God this morning. Yes. Amen?
Yes. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Oh, bless the Lord, oh, my soul, and all that is within us. Last week we talked about being certain in uncertain times. Understanding and knowing and believing God. We weren't certain what the outcome of this thing was going to be, but this morning we are glorifying God. I don't want you to miss that. In the midst of our uncertainty, amen? And even for those of us who would say, oh, I knew. You didn't know anything that God didn't know, amen? So being certain in uncertain times, amen, we've got to be still and know. Because I'm here to tell you, the uncertain times are not done. The uncertainty of what's going to happen next is not done. We still have to be able to move forward and stand on Christ the solid rock. We still have to be able to pull on our whole armor of God every single day. Amen. Be still and know. Prayer leads the way this morning. Let's look at 1 John 5:14 for just a moment. Thank you, Lord. Let's look at 1 John 5:14 for just a moment. Thank you, God. And this morning we are reading from the NIV version. Amen. Let's look at 1 John 5:14. You can find that in the New Testament. Amen. Thank you, God. And it says, this is the confidence we have in approaching God, that if we ask anything according to his will, he hears us. Let's read that again. I want you to get the full concept of the scripture. This is the confidence we have in approaching God. That means we go before the Lord, sure of what God is able to do. Amen. That if we ask anything, don't miss this part, according to what? His will, he hears us. We can't go to God asking God all kind of foolishness. Now, I'm just going to tell us. This thing says this is the confidence we have in approaching God. When we come before your throne, Father, we're asking, first of all, to even approach you, God. We're asking if we can come in the midst, God, and we want to come worthy, amen? But the confidence we have in approaching God is this thing right here, that if we ask anything, according to his will, not according to our will, not according to man's will, not according to the nation's will, but we've asked this thing according to God's will. It says he hears us. So that which we prayed for, that which we've asked for, I need to remind us this morning that we were able to ask that thing according to God's will, and God heard our cry. Amen. Come on, give him a praise right there this morning. God always hears us.
Amen.
God's always listening. Amen. When the Apostle John shared this advice with the early church, you know, he understood that it was speaking of having confidence when we pray that God hears us. When John shared this with the early church, they needed to know that we're praying and we're being taught to pray and how to pray, but we need to pray with a confidence that God does hear our prayers. Amen. Who wants to pray to a rock that can't move? Come on, God. Who prays to a statue, amen, that cannot, oh God, save, oh God, and redeem? But we pray with a confidence to our God. We're able to approach him, sure and very sure, certain in these uncertain times, that if we ask anything according to God's will, he hears us. He brings us close enough to him that we're able to know the will of God for us. Amen? He brings us close enough to him that we're able to decipher between God's voice and what is not God's voice. Amen. He brings us close enough to him. Thank you, Lord, that we're able to know when to ask for certain things, and that when we ask for things, whether they line up with God's purpose for our lives and his kingdom. Amen. What we ask has to be lined up with God's purpose for our lives. Be still and know. Prayer leads the way. Amen. When we begin to pray and we trust God and we talk to God, we begin to build a relationship with Him. Amen. When you get into a relationship with anybody, amen, whether it's relationship with your spouse, with your family, with your children, some communication has to take place. Some giving of thoughts have to take place. Amen. But some receiving of advice and wisdom also has to take place. And when we begin to admonish God or to call on God through the Holy Spirit, we have to understand that the very things that He sets in our spirit, He places in our hearts, are lined up with His purpose, not ours, but God's purpose for our very lives and God's purpose for our lives in His kingdom. Amen. Come on, give God a praise right there. Thank you, Lord. Thank Be you, still God. And know. Prayer leads the way when you're still and know who God is. Prayer will lead you. Prayer will guide you. Yes. Oh, my God. Even when you don't know what you ought to pray, Christ says, pray this, our Father, who art in heaven. Yes. Hallowed be thy name. Holy you are, God. Christ left us with an example of how to approach the throne of grace. Let's go to Matthew 18. Thank you, Lord. 19 and 20. Thank you, God. Let's go to Matthew 18, verses 19 and 20. And again, we're reading from the NIV version this morning. That word says this. Again, comma, truly, I tell you that if two of you on earth agree about anything they ask for, it will be done for them by my Father in heaven. Let me read that again. Again, that 19th verse says, truly, not falsely, but truly, I tell you that if two of you on earth agree about anything they ask for, comma, it will be done for them by my Father in heaven. And the 20th verse says, for where two or three gather in my name, there am I with them. Come on, give God a praise just for that this morning.
Glory, hallelujah.
Be still and know. Prayer leads the way. Christ said, truly, I tell you that if two of you on earth agree about anything they ask for, it will be done for them by my Father, which is in heaven. We have to come together in prayer. Amen. We have to stand in agreement in prayer. When we are agreeing together in prayer with others, we're agreeing in unity of God and for God. Amen. Christ made this statement to emphasize to us the power of prayer together. With a prayer partner, with a group, amen? Although Christ earlier told us in Matthew 6 to pray in private with God, he goes further to highlight the power of prayer with others when we come together, amen? Oh my God, when we come together, two or three gather in his name, when the people of God begin to cry out, Father, we stretch our hands to thee. When the people of God begin to settle down, be still and know. They understood that prayer was leading the way. Amen. When the people of God, come on, touch and agree together in his name, there he is in the midst. And when we're in the midst, when God is in the midst of us at his throne of grace, he is moving things. The chess pieces are being moved from here to there. He is, oh my God, moving mountains out of our way. He is unblocking that which we thought couldn't be moved. Oh my God. He said, if we have faith the size of a mustard seed, see, in our prayers even, we trust God. We believe God, and we have to trust the process of prayer. Amen? When several people are listening for God's answer, we're able to confirm or agree together in the spirit that what they are each individually sensing means that through the work of God, he brings those things together and confirms them in the outcome. Come on, somebody, come on, say outcome. I'm looking for an outcome in my prayer. I'm looking for an outcome in my prayer. I'm looking to see what God is going to do about this thing, which I've already asked of him. Amen. I'm waiting, I say, waiting on the Lord and being of good courage. Slow down, Pastor. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Let's look at the process of prayer this morning. Thank you, God. We're going to look at the process. Thank you, God. Oh, Lord, my God. Let's look at the process of prayer. Thank you, God. Process of power and power of prayer. The process and power of prayer. The process and power of prayer. You got to trust the process.
Yeah.
Take it to the Lord in prayer. First of all, you got to go to God in prayer. Mm-hmm. First of all, oh my God. First of all, you got to give God something so you can, oh my God. So you can reap, amen. Oh my God. Take it to the Lord in prayer. Whatever it is on your mind, whatever the situation and circumstance may be, have been, take it to the Lord in prayer. Leave it there when you take it. Amen. Don't take it back. God, never mind. You take it to the Lord in prayer. And the old saints should say, leave it at the altar. Leave it. Wait on the Lord then. Be of good courage. Wait on it. Reap what you have sown before God. Reap it, get it, take it, thank you, Lord, and give God his due praise.
Yes.
Praise is what I do. My God, when I want to be close to you, I lift my hands in praise. My God, give God his due praise. Make sure you trust the process of how prayer has to play out. Amen? Thank you, God. Come on back to me, Elder. Make sure you trust the process of how prayer has to play out.
Yes.
Trust the process and power of prayer. Mm-hmm. Trust that God is going to move. Trust that God is going to do what God is going to do. And whatever he does, trust that you know that he's doing it because of what his will is, not what ours is. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, God. Somebody's excited this morning about the outcome of that election. But I'm telling you to get excited about what God has done. Get excited about what God is still able to do, because God did this thing and he's able to do exceedingly and abundantly above what we think or we ask. I don't care how many votes we brought in. God is able to do more than that. Come on, Jesus. Come on, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Lord. God is able. 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 And he's not mocked this morning. The work is not done. The prayers can't stop now. Come on, Jesus. Got to pray for covering of the people. Got to pray. Thank you, God, for wisdom of God in the people. Amen. Got to pray that the leaders that have been set forth will follow the hand and the power of God. Come on, Jesus.
Yes.
You got to pray. There's still so much to pray for.
Jesus.
There's some concerns in the spirit that the people are going to begin to back off and slack off. Come on, God. But you got to press in prayer through supplication and fasting. It cannot stop now. It has to continue to move.
Yes.
Thank you, Lord. This is the confidence, I tell you.
Yes.
We have in approaching God. That we believe that God is.
Yes.
And that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. This is the confidence that we know that God says, I reign on the just as well as the unjust. Everybody celebrating this election wasn't thanking God, wasn't praying to God, wasn't believing God. But oh, I tell you, he says, I reign on the just as well as the unjust. God is. Thank you, Lord. Be still and know. Prayer leads the way. God will hear and answer prayer. Prayer has to go forth. Prayer has to continue. Prayer led us to this election. Let me remind you again.
Yes.
It kept us through the process.
Jesus.
When many were stressed out and facing anxiety, were you trusting God? Come on.
Jesus.
Were you believing that God was going to do whatever God was going to do? And it's prayer.
Jesus.
And our faith in God. Yes. That brought this victory. Mm-hmm. For our president-elect and our vice president-elect.
Yes.
But know this. Yes. That they too have to know God.
Yes.
Know this. That they too have to call on God.
Yes.
Know this. That they too have to believe that he is. And he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. Know this, thank you, Lord. As Mr. Biden says, he'll be a president to all. God will be a God to all. If you just call on the name of Jesus, God will be a God to all. If you just give your life to Christ in the name of Jesus, God is, thank you, Lord. Be still and know. Prayer leads the way. Pray somebody out of their sin. Pray somebody to the throne of grace. Pray somebody out of their sickness. Pray somebody, oh my God, thank you, Lord. We still have to trust the process and the power of prayer. When you take it to the Lord in prayer, leave it there with God. Come on, Jesus. Don't take it to God and get up and try to take it to your mother. See if they can work it out. Take it to your daughter. See if she can work it out. Don't take it to your husband. See if he can work it out. Trust the process and power of prayer. Take it to God and leave it at the altar. And then you got to wait. There's some wait time. Educators out there, you understand that thing called wait time. When we ask a question of our students, we're supposed to just stop, look, and listen. Wait, I say, on the Lord. Be of good courage. Don't be in a hurry for them to just throw out any answer. Come on. So then we got to wait to see what God's going to say about it. We got to wait to see what God's going to do about it. Amen? Wait on the Lord and be of courage. Wait on that thing. And then after you wait, and God hears, and God answers that prayer, then you're able to reap what you've sown. See, when you sow in some prayers of goodness, when you sow in some prayers of thanksgiving, God will begin to honor. You know you can thank God now. You can thank him now for the prayers that went forth. Amen. Even when they haven't been answered yet, go ahead and tell God, I thank you now, God, for hearing our prayers, for delivering, God. Because remember, he told us, thank you, Jesus. For where two or three gather in my name, there am I with them. You've already taken it to God. He's coming through. Come on, God. Come on, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hold, Jesus. So just trust the process. And then at the end of the day, when God delivers, when God comes through, give God his due praise. Now it's time to praise for that thing. Because you can be still and know that prayer led you to where you are right now. Stop, look, and listen for God's answers. Let's look at Psalms 46. We're going to look at a couple of verses from Psalms 46. We're going to look at that first verse, and then we're going to look at the 6th through the 11th verses. Amen? We're going to look at Psalms 46. We're going to look at that first verse, thank you, Lord, and then we're going to look at the 6th through the 11th verses of that same chapter. Thank you, God. That same book of Psalms. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Give you a moment to find it. Thank you, Lord. 46th Psalm reads this way. Again, we're reading from NIV. God is our refuge and strength and ever-present help in trouble. God is our refuge and strength and ever-present help in trouble. There's another version says he's a present help in the time of need. God is our refuge and strength and ever-present help in trouble. Ever-present. That means he did not move. He did not go anywhere. Jesus. You in the midst of trouble and you think God is gone. God is right there. Yes. He's an ever-present help in trouble. It doesn't matter what it, here I go, looks like, come on and type it in, sounds like, come on, or what, feels like, God is in control. He's an ever-present help in trouble. Thank you, God. Thank you, Holy Spirit. I'm rejoicing because of the outcome this morning, because the outcome is what God said it would be. The outcome, whatever the outcome is, and we've been telling you that, bless the Lord, oh my soul, and all that is within me, bless his holy name. I wonder how many of you this morning, if God had allowed President Trump to overtake it, how many of us this morning would still be able to rejoice in the Lord? And again, I say rejoice. We got to trust the process and power of prayer. We got to trust God no matter what it looks like, no matter what it sounds like, no matter what it feels like. Somebody out there wanted President Trump to win. I declare and decree into your life this morning that God is still in control. He is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. You bless the Lord anyhow. Thank you, God. Thank you, Jesus. Don't you give up your life, because Christ already gave up his life. Be steadfast. Be unmovable. See, it could be easy for me this morning to talk to those who voted for President Biden, but I got to give a word this morning for those who voted for President Trump. Let me tell you, you still, you, wherever you are, whoever you are, race, color, creed, you still got to go through God. Yes. You still have to go through Jesus Christ.
Yes.
They that wait on the Lord, not on the, oh my God, not on the election outcome, those that wait on the Lord,
yes,
shall renew their strength. They shall mount up on wings of eagles, oh my God. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and they shall not faint. Glory to God this morning. Mm-hmm. This is about him today.
Yes.
Be still and know prayer led us here. But prayer is going to have to stay with us. Prayer is what's going to keep us. Prayer is what's going to go forward in the name of Jesus.
Prayer.
And the devil in hell is a liar. Thank you, God. He know why I just said that. In the name of Jesus, I declare and decree that God is.
God is.
Thank you, Lord. Be still and know. Be still and know. So while you out there celebrating, come on, Jesus, while you giving the, oh my God, the praise and the glory to Joe, to Kamala, come on, to the Democratic Party, to Stacey Abrams, you better make sure you giving God glory. Because just like he put them in, he could take them out. Don't you mock those people's lives by putting them ahead of God. In the name of Jesus, I declare and decree this morning that God is above. He is above us. He is above us. It is God who is on the throne. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Somebody needs to hear that this morning. While you're congratulating even your local people that's been elected, you better give God some glory. Congratulate them and say, to God be the glory. Don't you mock my whole God. Don't you mock my accomplishments that God has allowed me to do. And those candidates need to be aware that it is God who has put you there, not the people, because God could have swayed the minds of the people. But this is the Lord's doing. Hey, I'm not taking anything from it, but it's the Lord's doing. And because it's the Lord's doing, it's marvelous in our eyes. Y'all know it's real. It's real in here this morning. It's real in this word. A rhema word. A right now word from the Lord. Thank you, God. Hallelujah, Jesus. God is our refuge and strength, and ever-present help in trouble. Let's look at that 6 through 11 verses. Come on, slow me down, God. Come on, Jesus. Stop looking. Listen for God's answer this morning. You better be, oh my God. Go back and look at your timeline. See how many times you told God, thank you for this thing. Go ahead, Kamala. Yes, Joe Biden. How many times did you tell the Lord, thank you? How many times did you give the Lord praise? This is about God this morning. Thank you, Jesus. You see, when the dust settles, as they say, and the parties are over, whose side are you leaning on? Are you going to still call on God? Are you going to still put in as much power into the prayers, oh God, that's been going forth, God? Don't leave God now. Don't leave God now. Because the end result and the outcome is the saving of your very soul. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Oh, God, thank you, Lord. Let's look at Psalms 46. The sixth, oh, girl, God. The sixth verse says this. Nations are in an uproar. Kingdoms fall. He lifts his voice and the earth melts. My God, let's read that again. Nations can be in an uproar, I tell you. Kingdoms may fall, God, but the Lord our God will lift his voice and the earth can melt away. My God, the Lord Almighty is with us. The God of Jacob is our fortress. I'm so glad I know the Lord. Oh, God. Oh, God. Hallelujah. Somebody better believe God this morning. Oh, God, the Lord Almighty is with us. The God of Jacob is our fortress. In that eighth verse, come on, God, says, come and see what the Lord has done this morning. The desolations he has brought on the earth. He makes war ceases to the ends of the earth. It is God who is doing this thing. He, God, breaks the bow and shatters the spirit. It's God.
Yes.
Who has says, be still.
He breaks
the bow. Oh, God. He burns the shields with fire. And that 10th verse says that he says, not me, not you, not the Democratic Party, not the Republican Party, not the popular vote, not, oh God, not Pennsylvania, oh God, not Georgia, come on, God, not Arizona. It says, he says, be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the nation, not Mr. Biden, not Mrs. Harris, but he says, I will be exalted among the nations. I will be exalted, God, in the earth, O Lord. Hallelujah. The Lord Almighty is with us. The God of Jacob. The God of Jacob, Abraham, Isaac, Jacob is our fortress. He is our fortress. He is our ever-present help in trouble. When we were in trouble, God led this thing. When we were in trouble, oh my God, hallelujah, Jesus. Oh God, when we were in trouble. When we were in trouble, when we were dealing with the things that we couldn't understand why God would allow, when we were doing this thing the past 4 years and we couldn't understand. I'm talking to you and I'm talking to you. Well, my God, when you could understand how God could allow it, let me tell you that God was working it out the way God wanted to work it out. Oh, my God. Did he get your attention? Did he bring you to your knees? Did he cause you to fall back to where you came from? Did he cause you, America, to remember one nation under God? Did he cause you to remember that it is he that has brought us, he that has kept us? It is God who has never brought us back to our knees, taught us all over again how to pray and who to pray to. Give God some glory right now in the name of Jesus. It's God, people.
Jesus.
It's God. He says, be still and know that prayer leads the way. It is the key. It leads us to God. It opens the doors. It brings victory in the midst of wars. It brings peace in the midst of storms. It brings joy in the midst of sorrow. It is God. It is not you, nor I. It is God. And for God I live, for God I die. For God I stand, and for God I go forward. It's for God in the name of Jesus. It's for God I vote. I vote Jesus Christ. I vote Jesus Christ. I vote Jesus Christ. I vote Jesus Christ this morning. Because the outcome here is not yet the end. The outcome here is not yet the end, people. It's not the end. So for those who are offended because God had to do what God had to do, oh, our prayers go out. Thank you, God. The outcome, people, the outcome here, this outcome is not yet the end. You got to go further. You got to trust in the Lord continually with all your heart and lead not to your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge him. Mr. Biden, Mrs. Harris, in all your ways, acknowledge him. That should be our prayer. Mr. Biden, Mrs. Harris, in all your ways, acknowledge him and allow God to direct your path. I don't care anything this morning about those who don't want to follow God, who don't want to trust God. What I care about in the name of Jesus is bringing them into the fold. Don't push them out. Don't leave them out, but bring them into the fold. Don't let them hinder what God has for you to do. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Thank you, God. Your numbers may fall off on Facebook. Your numbers might go down on YouTube. But trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean not to your own understanding. Oh God, this morning. He says one more time, that 10th verse, Elder. Be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the nations. Thank you, Lord. I will be exalted in the earth. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, God. You see, God is not mocked. And there is yet so much more that we must do. Stay faithful. Trust God. Believe God. Be still and know that he is God. And it's God who we should be exalting. Ha! It's God who we should be lifting up before the people. He said, if I be lifted up, I will draw all men unto me. Go ahead and give God a praise this morning. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you now for this word, O God. We thank you, O Lord, for these people, O God. Allow them to receive this word, O God, and to pass this word on and to pass this word out, God. We ask in the name of Jesus, O God, we already declare and decree that this word will not go out and come back void, O God. And we declare and decree this morning, O God. Prayer leads the way. Yes. And we're going to be still and know that you are God. We're going to continue to stay prayerful. Continue, oh God, to come towards you, oh God, because this outcome is not our end, God. Jesus. We give you glory this morning. Mm-hmm. Honor and praise, oh God. And we go ahead and we pray this morning with those who may not know the Lord and the pardon of your sin. We ask that you pray. Bow your heads right now. Jesus. Go and get a family member. There's somebody in your household and you know they're not saved. Get them by the hand and lead them in this prayer. In the name of Jesus, somebody in your family, your friends, in your circle that you know is not saved. Get them in your heart and your mind and spirit right now. I'm going to pray this prayer with them and for them. Father, thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I first repent of my sins, O God. knowing that you are the author and finisher of my faith. That as I repent, O God, that you will redeem me, O Lord. And I confess with my mouth and I believe in my heart that Jesus Christ, your Son, was born, walked, lived this world, this earth, and was crucified. But that you, O God, the Father raised him from the dead. He's ascended, O God, back to heaven, and he will come again. I confess with my mouth, God, and I believe in my heart that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. Raised, resurrected, and waiting for me. And I repent of my sins, God. I ask you for forgiveness this morning. And I receive my salvation. Amen. Come on, give God a praise for somebody's salvation this morning.